A missing person is a person who has vanished and is unconfirmed as alive or dead, as their location and fate are unknown.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Down the Rabbit Holes podcast. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Amy. And we were on the phone for 1 second. She's like, let's just hop in. So I guess you're ready to go.
Yes, but I feel like we're back in a position of we don't have any information. All right, so.
Okay. Do you think we're going to talk it out and get to a position?
I don't know, truthfully.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I was Googling missing persons cases. I found an article that said 43 missing persons cases the FBI needs help solving. And it was written in 2021. So I was like, ooh, I'm interested.
As I would be too.
Right. Some of them we've covered. Some of them we haven't. So I just picked a name and was like, I'm going to look. And then I got to the point where I was like, well, obviously they need help because they have no damn information.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to talk about Sunny Shramik. And I apologize if I mispronounced that. Sunny is from Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yes.
I just feel like we don't talk about Nebraska a whole lot.
Right. She's from Trenton, Nebraska. And her parents say that she is bright and artistic. Her grandmother was an art teacher, and she really drew to that and, like, expressed herself.
I swear that stuff is genetic anyway.
I would agree. But she was also, like, a tomboy, and, like, she learned how to hunt and all of that. She had a lot of friends. However, in school, she did experience some bullying, which is very unfortunate, and she transferred to a different high school to finish.
So it was pretty extensive bullying then.
Yes. And now I want to read you a paragraph from an article because there's not a much about this next section. So I want to cut to the fact that when Sunny went missing, she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in April of 2019. Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't know when this part happened. But I'm going to read this to you. Sunny is also married, which is a subject that has not been largely discussed. Her parents say she got married young, believing it was a good choice, but yet went through more growing and trying to do things right. So currently living with Paula, her mom, to sort things out. Her husband is not being named in this article, but Sunny's parents say he is struggling too to deal with the disappearance. I just want to put that out there because I don't know, like, I don't know how to make that fit. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go right to the disappearance. On April 20th, 2019, in Nebraska, Sunny was picked up from her house by Floyd Clifford Coates Jr. He goes by Cliff. And he picked her up in his Ford Explorer. They were going to pick up Cliff's niece in Omaha, Nebraska, about 300 miles away.
What? I thought you were going to say three. So you're talking about driving, what, 8 hours?
It's about a 4 hour and 45 minute ride.
Okay.
My guess is, let's just say it's 5 hours. So it sounds like they were going to just take a random adventure and go pick up his cousin, niece, and go back. Now, she called her mom around 12:45 from a borrowed phone. Every article says borrowed phone. I don't know if she didn't have a phone. I don't know if... I don't know. I'm just telling you what every article says. There she says she was in Holdridge, Nebraska, which is right in the route. And basically, like, we're just plucking away. Nothing was wrong. Nothing seemed to be out of place. Everything just seemed to be a random road trip. Right. And I'll just tell you now, that's the last time anyone's ever heard from her or seen her.
So the day she left when she was checking in with her mom on a borrowed phone.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Let's go right to Cliff. He has told a couple of different accounts of what happened that day.
So I can probably conclude that he came back and people were like, where is she? And without knowing the details was kind of like, here you go. Here's the details.
Yes. Right outside of Omaha, which is where they were headed, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a place called Prairie Flower Casino. It's actually just over the Iowa state line. So he says, well, they went there between around 9 p.m. and midnight. He went inside, but since Sunny wasn't 21 yet, she couldn't go in.
Okay.
When he came back out, she was no longer in the vehicle.
This just reminds me of the Patreon episode bonus that we just did.
I know. That's why it clicked with me.
And therefore, I especially don't like it.
So he says he, like, walked around. She didn't have a phone. And he couldn't find her. So he just left.
Oh. I mean, quite honestly, if I were somewhere with someone and I couldn't find them, I would probably, I don't know what he said, but I would probably wait a few hours. And even at that point, I might even like try and find a room or something if I could afford it or go to the police.
Amy, I would agree with you.
Okay, just making sure I'm not nuts.
So her mother reported her missing the next day.
Then I suspect they talk often.
Yes. Now, according to the family's GoFundMe page, they say that he did call that night them and say, I came out of the casino and I couldn't find her and I left. So police ask him about what happened, right?
Right.
He says, okay, that actually did happen, but not at a casino. It happened at a gas station.
I wonder why lie and then why tell the truth, if that any of it is the truth.
That's a great question.
Because both, in 2019, you know both have cameras.
Right. Essentially, police try to verify. It sounds like they didn't release any information about the verification. But Cliff has never been named a suspect in this at all.
Person of interest?
Never.
They've got nothing then.
Except for his weird story.
So I would suspect that, because police got involved immediately, they were able to go to both places and ask for camera footage.
Yes. And I do want to say that we don't know about what his relationship was with Sonny, but he had an extensive criminal record in Kansas and in Nebraska.
Was it violent?
Sale and possession of drugs, possession of a deadly weapon, carrying a concealed weapon, and false imprisonment.
Okay. So, I mean, I think you haven't been caught with intent. I mean, you haven't been caught actually being violent with anyone, but all of these things scream you have intent to hurt people.
Or at least are prepared to defend yourself at all costs.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. So that's sort of it. Now, I want to say that the case is still open and ongoing. Police have never named an official suspect. The family has no more information. It sounds like they met on social media, Sunny and Cliff, but I don't know that for a fact. And it makes me absolutely bonkers that we have nothing. Like, why did she leave her phone at home?
Is that what it was, or did it die?
Yeah. No, she left her phone at home.
Yeah, it would take a lot for me to leave my phone at home, or just one of those instances where you forget it.
Right, but you're going on what potentially is a 10-hour trip at least.
I mean, I think you can still call it an accident. You're trying to make sure that you're ready to go on time. You think it's on you, and then you discover it's not. Or, I mean, maybe even she realized very quickly she didn't have her phone. But he was like, no, you're done. You're not going back.
I mean, you're not wrong. Like, but again, she's 18.
Well, before I go there, like, tell me what the theories are.
There are, like, there's two, right? Well, there's three, in my opinion, but there's two that, like, everyone talks about.
That makes sense.
There's Cliff did something to her, and there's she left her life.
Not random foul play?
Oh, by the way, I didn't say this before, and I probably should say it. Cliff is also in his 40s.
Honest to goodness, I assumed he was older, and I don't know why. You sure you didn't say his age already?
I'm positive I didn't.
I don't know why I assumed that. Maybe I've just heard too many stories.
And he was arrested, completely unrelated for a drug charge, but it has nothing to do with her.
But still, we're not talking random foul play?
So he did something, and that's the third, in my opinion, that's the third choice.
Okay. So where do you want to start?
Leaving her life.
I was just going to say that.
Good. What are your thoughts?
You know, sometimes when I think about leaving your life, we go through our typical points of why or why not. But I always think to myself, too, that if there are no sightings, what is that saying to us? I mean, people have thought they've seen, like, Bryce LaPisa, right?
Yeah, they have.
But I haven't heard you say that anyone has reported a sighting.
We have not gotten any information about any sightings.
So that does make me suspicious. Because if you're going to leave your life, most people that hear about someone missing will say, yeah, I think I've seen this person. I'm sorry, let me rephrase. Not most people. I mean, the people that do will call it in and say something.
Agreed. So I don't think it's left her life. I think it's foul play.
Yeah, I mean, she left her phone at home. That could be an indicator, but why on this road trip and why with this random person who actually doesn't leave with her? He instead returns alone.
Very much like Brian Laundry.
The case we did, but also Brian Laundry.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely. We don't know that anything was going on in her life. What resources did she have to succeed in leaving her life? She's only 18, right?
Right.
I don't know what resources you can come up with at 18 to make that successful.
Right, and that's why I think something happened.
And then also you check in with your mom in the midst of leaving your life?
Yeah. Hey, Mom, it's noon. I'm exactly where I should be at this time. This is the town I'm in.
Right. I guess I'm ready to kind of write that off for the most part.
Okay. So then we end up with this Cliff guy and... Mm-hmm. Random foul play. So the theory online is, like, he could have sold her trafficking. He could have given her drugs and she overdosed. Like, there are a lot of things that he could have done to her.
I did not even think sex trafficking for once. But wow, does that seem fitting.
I don't disagree with you.
She's in the age range. He didn't have to do any work to separate her.
He took her across state lines.
She didn't have her phone. And if we're willing to say that she didn't just forget it and she was told to leave it behind, that speaks volumes to me.
I would agree with you. So then where does that leave us?
Well, let me talk out the other ones just to make sure that there's nothing that seems like a more fitting theory. So our other options are random foul play and...
Or he hurt her and did something to her.
Right. Which could have happened.
Yeah, and I was going to say, we all know that, like, in positions where, what if he would have come on to her and she said no, and that escalates. And I want to be careful because he's never been named a suspect or a person of interest. But I just, like, it doesn't sit with me well that, like, it's just like the Brian Laundry, Gabby Petito stuff. Before anything came out, I was like, I don't understand how you go on a road trip with someone and don't come back with them.
I mean, I would be stopping at the police station right down the street from where I last saw the person.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter if I don't know them. It's like if I know they were supposed to be with me and they're not, it makes me think, what went wrong? Did they, I don't know, get hit by a car? Are they at the hospital? What?
Right. I can't imagine. And I mean, obviously, my husband is very different than, like, someone you met online, right? But, like, going into a casino or a gas station, coming out, I'm not there, and he's just like, eh, I'll go home.
Yes, exactly. I mean, at minimum, say you waited around for hours, making sure that they didn't, you know, go into a restaurant next door or something like that.
But if she went in looking somewhere, I think eventually she could have gotten a phone, right? Like, if she just got out of the vehicle and was looking for him, let's say, you don't think she could have eventually found a phone and called her mom or called the police and was like, hey, like, I'm stuck here?
Yeah, she might not have had his number memorized, but she definitely knows her mom's.
Right.
I don't like that piece, and I don't like narrowing in on someone that the police isn't even saying is a person of interest. But it wouldn't be the first time we've also had funny feelings about someone.
Right, but that's what I struggle with. Like, police have not named him in any sort of way. So although he has a criminal record, and although he left with her and didn't come back with her, how does the FBI not come down on him if, like, I have to assume they went and pulled, although he doesn't remember what gas station it supposedly happened in, obviously.
If you say a Circle K, I'm leaving this chat right now.
He doesn't remember. It could be.
Okay.
But part of me is like, okay, well, did he start with the casino and say that? And then when they were like, well, we don't have any footage, he was like, well, okay, it wasn't the casino, it was a gas station. But, like, why make that change?
Yeah, I don't know the reason. I don't have any good feelings about him. And while I do think a random foul play thing is possible, it doesn't appear most likely, especially when we have such a shady character.
So, do you want to talk about random foul play, or do you want to just rule that out?
Well, no, I think it's fair to talk about it. We should not get, like,
tunnel vision.
We should not, exactly, yep.
Right, because here's the thing. Let's say he did come on to her, right? And let's say she ran. Or let's say he had drugs and she ran. Whatever reason. She's a vulnerable girl in a different state, potentially, with no phone.
Yep.
That makes her a target.
It does. If he went into a casino, that's one thing. But if you're going into a gas station, how long are you in that gas station? And that person is taking a big leap of faith that, for lack of better words, that they can get away with this crime without being spotted.
Maybe. Or maybe she got out of the car and was like, hey, but then I'm like, okay, well, why wouldn't they just call it? Because, like, okay. Let's say he tried to sexually assault her or tried to physically assault her or do something to her where she felt like she had to run, right?
Sure.
She gets out of the car at this gas station. I would have to think she'd run up to, like, a Good Samaritan and then they'd call the cops, right?
That's definitely a huge possibility.
But, like, how does she then vanish?
There was a case we did a while back, and I can't remember all the details, but someone disappeared and there's footage of them at a gas station. And didn't we suspect, like, or wonder if it was two completely different instances of running into danger in the same evening?
I mean, okay, I don't think it's impossible.
I know, but it does sound slightly impossible.
Right. It's for sure, like, how could that even, I mean, it would be one hell of a day.
I know, I hear you.
I just, like, here's the thing, right? Logically, I want to be like, well, this Cliff guy clearly knows more than he's telling us.
Right.
But police haven't said anything about him.
I mean, in Delphi, they are notoriously tight-lipped. I'm just saying, they're notoriously tight-lipped, and even they were able to say, we have a person of interest or something, right?
Yes. Well, no, they had a sketch.
But I feel, oh, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I hate every single thing about this. Like, first of all, how do we not know more? This happened in 2019. There have to be, like, traffic cameras and phone records and cameras at gas stations and at casinos in all these things.
There's not, like, street footage either, you know, like traffic cams and
nothing.
Stuff where you can
nothing.
See, like, oh, I just don't understand. If you do or don't have it, can you just at least make a statement, police, that says that you have several pieces of evidence to go through? Something like that, instead of just making it sound like there's nothing?
Sure. I agree. But, like, where does that leave us?
So, okay, I do strangely have somewhat of a conclusion here. I mean, I don't necessarily think it's random foul play. Don't think she left her life. And while he's not a person of interest, I certainly think that there's a lot of questions here that are unanswered, that don't make sense. And I am cautious. I want to know more from him.
Someone of our Patreon commented on Jesse Warren Ross and said that they've worked at 4 hotels and only one of them had cameras. So I say that, right? But I'm saying now we should have cameras, but I think I just assume we do. Maybe we actually don't have cameras the way we should.
I'm certain that, like, these lower income or privately owned businesses and stuff don't, for one. But I know, like, if you're talking about a Sheraton or a Hilton or something, I would expect that.
Well, she commented that it was a guest privacy thing.
However, well, my next argument was that I don't necessarily see it with a hotel, strangely, but I would at a casino or a convenience store because they have assets to protect. I don't think anyone's putting cameras out for other people. I think it's about protecting their money. So I would think a casino or a convenience store would have cameras for that reason. So yeah, I even with that comment, I think it's strange. Yes.
So do you think we just have to end up at foul play with this Cliff guy?
Yeah, I want to know more. I need to know more. And I'm hoping that the only reason we don't have more information is because it was in 2019. And sometimes investigations take a really long time.
I would love it. So you want to open it up?
I do, absolutely.
All right, everyone. Tell us what you think, your thoughts, your theories. Casino, gas station, Cliff, random foul play, sex trafficking, whatever you may think, share it with us. And we'll be back next week with a whole new case.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
For more information about this case and other cases we've covered, visit our website at www.downtherabbitholespodcast.com.
Follow us and interact with us on social media. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we are Down the Rabbit Holes Podcast. You can also reach out to us via email at theories@downtherabbitholespodcast.com.
Down the Rabbit Holes Podcast is a 2002 production written, hosted, and developed by Amy Lamar and Melissa Benitez. Music by Kevin Wyman.
Audio production by Caitlin Reynolds.